I must confess that I had no thought when we broadcast that first program that radio would grow into the great servant of the people and medium of entertainment and information which it has become. I realized, of course, that this was an opportunity to bring right into the home a great variety of entertainment, education, and amusement. But at that time, I was primarily interested in building radio sets. And in doing so, I felt it my duty to provide some of the entertainment and programs without which the receiving sets could not function. So I regarded a broadcasting station as a necessary adjunct to our business of making receivers. But soon the broadcasting phase of the business became so fascinating to me that I devoted more and more time and energy to it. As time went on, commercial programs made their appearance, and with the revenue from this source, radio stations everywhere were able to provide listeners with more entertainment. In like fashion, such revenues made it possible for us to advance technically and to develop the higher power that brought our programs to more remote rural regions. Now, just as the Crosley Broadcasting Corporation has led in the advance in every field of radio transmission to date, so will it lead in bringing you the advantages of television. One of the great scientific achievements we may look forward to in the future.